It's the Book of the Week.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday morning. It's Book Club Day. Welcome to the Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club. I have with me this morning Steve Shepherd, and he's going to be talking to Fiona Ballard about children's books. So possibly I should have started this by saying, good morning, everybody. Are we sitting comfortably? And I'll begin. So, good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Steve.
And you, Fiona.
So, what can you tell me about Fiona, Steve?
Well, I can tell you quite a lot, because Fiona's given me lots of information.
Well, that's helpful.
As a young child, Fiona enjoyed English language. Her teachers commented that she had a vivid imagination. She began writing seriously after a gift for an entry to a competition in America, the New York Midnight Flash Fiction. Just before lockdown, she wrote Taking the Bandage, a semi-autobiographical book leading the reader through the first 30 years of Fiona's life with a theme of survival running throughout. The second book followed with a collection of four short stories called The Wedding Dress. The first adult novel, Look Both Ways, was set in Muscat and Plymouth. This was swiftly followed by a second called Inscription, a story about a baby who's removed from his mother at birth. A solicitor contacts him, so he starts digging into his past. Lies and retribution ensue as he swoops in, causing mayhem. What could be sweeter than to pit his stepbrother and sisters against each other? Both books fall under the mystery drama genre. However, the latest book, Malachi and the Sick Dragon, was released earlier this year. The word sick in the title has a double meaning. A modern expression meaning cool, and, as it turns out, the dragon is really sick with tonsillitis. So, little bit about Malachi and the Sick Dragon, because it sounds fascinating. It's the school holidays in Whispertown, and 10-year-old Malachi is fed up, bored with his homework and bored with his mum's nagging to tidy his bedroom. He's looking for some fun. He feels everyone is on his case and tries to relieve his boredom by playing online games with his school friends. But when he looks out of the window, he notices a strange shape on the garden shed roof. It turns out to be a sick dragon. So Malachi tries to make him better with some pink medicine, a hot water bottle, and some slices of pepperoni pizza. Mm. So, Fiona, this is a departure, isn't it? And, why the move into children's books?
Well, the move into children's books came about because over the last 11 years, my grandson and I have been writing this story, and the deadline and benchmark for completion has always been when he left school. And he has recently done his GCSEs, done his prom night, and it's time to leave school. And we thought it was appropriate to get the date and the correlation of the book release to coincide.
Right. Okay. And so this leads on to the next question, which is about the inspiration for the book, I guess.
The insight into a 10-year-old boy's, apart from having two brothers, two sons and a grandson, they knew all about humorous antics. And we thought that the more antics that went into the book, the funnier it was for children to relate to these incidents. So what 10-year-old wouldn't like a story about luminous poop in the garden, chili sauce mishaps at a neighbourly barbecue, and the idea of a dragon living on your shed roof, eating pepperoni pizza, and scaring the kids in the local park by getting on board a recycling bin and transforming it into a skateboard. What is there not to like?
I'm certainly right up my tree, I have to say. And it makes a change from having pigeons on your shed roof, doesn't it? Yeah. So, Fiona, what overarching theme are you trying to convey within the story?
So, when I was writing the story, I wanted to encourage children to take responsibility, but to be able to let things go. And Malachi has a very strong friendship with a lad called Kamel. Mm. And the bond between Malachi and his skeptical friend shows the power of friendship and the importance of sharing in each other's wild dreams and adventures, making it an ideal read for friends or classrooms to enjoy together. Mm. The second part of that question is the themes of responsibility. Mm. Beneath the humour, the story subtly weaves in themes about caring for others, good, even if they're a dragon, and understanding when it's time to let them go. It creates a satisfying emotional arc that resonates with kids learning to manage responsibilities in their own lives and going through change at school or at home.
It sounds like you've got a lovely blend of sort of adult themes in there along with children's humour. Perhaps we could chat a bit more about that in a minute, but we'll take a quick break for some music and we'll be right back. And we're back and we're chatting with Fiona Ballard about Malachi and the Sick Dragon, which sounds like a fantastic book. You were saying about you have some themes that help development with children, as well as having the humour in it, which is very much schoolboy humour, and I'm sure appeals to them wonderfully. How do you get the sort of balance between, you know, teaching morals or that sort of thing, and telling the jokes and giving them a laugh?
I think I relate them back to bringing up my own boys and trying to make life fun, but also getting them to take responsibility for things that, as they happen.
Yeah.
And that's part of growing up.
Mm.
And I think most children need that balance. It can't all be about learning school books. And as Malachi says in the story, he's bored. Mm. He wants a challenge. He wants an adventure. And I think this book starts off with him being extremely bored in his bedroom, and his mum is on his case because his bedroom is a tip. And he decides, I'm going to do something about it. So he takes on the adventures of the dragon with his best friend, Kamal.
Mm-hmm. But does he tidy his room?
Nobody tidies their room, surely.
It's been well received by year fives. And they love the humour. And in the schools, they rewarded me with some beautiful pictures, and proving they had listened very carefully to the story.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping the kids hooked for 50 minutes was quite a challenge.
50 minutes? That's quite a long spell,
isn't it?
It's
quite a long spell.
And how many schools have you spoken to about it?
Half a dozen now.
Okay,
and
that's
I think
good.
The concept of having somebody in, but the talk was about how to write a story.
Mm.
It wasn't just about the book. It was about punctuation, full stops, how to write a paragraph, and also where do they get the plot?
Yes.
And they, you know, what do you start with a blank page? So the children rewarded us with beautiful pictures of the book. And the idea that Malachi's magic could be outside their own bedroom. If they pulled up the blind of the window, there could be a dragon eating pizza on the shed roof.
Well, it's a concept to sort of strain your imagination, isn't it? But you talked about the pictures. It's an illustrated book. Who did the pictures for you?
I can put all the credit for the illustrations to Gary Files from the Thinking Bigger company.
Yeah.
And I think when you see the pictures, you'll agree that he's done a fantastic job.
So now you've gone into this new genre for you, Fiona. Are there any plans to write more children's books?
There are two more in the pipeline that have been written and are currently being illustrated.
Ooh, right.
But I've returned this year to writing my third adult novel.
Oh, okay.
So right. I'm halfway through.
Oh, no doubt we'll hear about that in due course.
I think, yes, and another 6 to 12 months that might be ready.
So and where can we buy Malachi, and where's the best place to get it?
If you look on ballardsbookshelf.com, my website, there's a box there that you can tick and contact me, and I can send you the book, and I'm doing free postage for that at the moment. It's on you can contact me on Instagram or Facebook.
On Blue Sky, according to this,
Blue
as well.
Blue Sky.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Kindle Unlimited are running for a short period of time, the idea that people can actually go and get the book and listen to it.
And presumably it's going to be available on all Portsmouth Authors Collective stalls in the near future. In fact, it probably has been already.
I think it has. I think the dragon has landed. Yes.
Not just on the shed roof.
Everybody check the shed roof. There might be a lost dragon somewhere.
And if there's a scorch mark with three pieces of pizza missing, right, you'll know that pepperoni
plot
has
giveaway.
Been.
Plot giveaway.
That he has been. And the last part of that actually is that for people who don't like reading or people perhaps who are visually impaired, I'm looking for a studio to do a recording of the Malachi book. So I'm just looking for a voiceover studio to. Right. I've got the narrator organised, but I need a studio to narrate the book so that we can put it on Audible for everybody.
And also, of course, presumably, any more schools out there who want to hear more about Malachi and his dragon,
they can contact me from the Ballard's Bookshelf website. They could contact me via Radio Victory.
Yep.
They could contact me via the Portsmouth Authors Collective.
Absolutely. Great stuff.
So you need a studio to record your voiceover in.
Do you know anyone with a studio?
I don't suppose you know anybody, you, Matt?
We may well be able to help you with that. We'll have a chat
fine.
After the book club.
And we're back with you again, and I've got Steve Shepherd with me. We've been chatting to Fiona Ballard about Malachi and the sick dragon. And I'm going to be a bit naughty and tell you something that maybe I shouldn't, but go on, we'll tell you. Is that you might have heard us mention about recording a studio, but actually, our studio's here in Cosham. We're actually going to start doing video podcasts and things and hiring the space out and doing sound recordings and that sort of thing. So keep your ears peeled for this one, because I dare say that if you're a regular listener, you'll probably get it cheaper than most other people, I would think. But yeah, so other than that, you've got a couple of events to tell us about, haven't you, Steve?
Well, I have, Matt, and I think most of them have been mentioned already, certainly last week when I was listening to Nick, I think it was. So coming up, we've got Richard Salisbury, who was in this studio 2 weeks ago, Gifts of Anger book signing at Lee Bookshop in Lee on the Solent on Saturday the 28th of June, which I think is in a couple of days' time. That's 10:30 to 2:30. And then into August, we've got the Authors Collective at Portsmouth Cathedral on the 2nd, with a number of authors reading excerpts from their books, including, I'm delighted to say, Fiona Ballard, who is sitting opposite me. So she will be reading from Malachi and the Sick Dragon on the 2nd of August at the Cathedral. And then on the 10th of August, the Authors Collective will also be at Port Solent. More details nearer the time on that. Max Holden, who I had the pleasure of interviewing a few weeks ago, will be running a stall at the Emsworth Show on the 25th of August, and again there will be books from Authors Collective members there for you to see in the lovely town of Emsworth. Personally, on the 13th of July, I'm going to be at the Oxford and Independent Book Fair summer version at Magdalen College School on the Plains in Oxford from 11 to 4:30. So if you are in Oxford on the 13th of July, come and say hello.
Lots happening there. Sounds really good. Well, thank you very much for coming in and chatting to us, Fiona. And thank you, Steve, as
My
always.
My pleasure. It was lovely.
That is all the time we have on the book club this week. Look forward to chatting to you all again next week. So until then, keep writing.